Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
Hello and welcome. I am Kate Boone, and today I'm in conversation with Dr. Munita Dhan-Guthier. Dr. Munita Dhan-Guthier started on the 1st of December 2021 as the Director of Student Counseling and Development at the University of the Free State. She worked in student communities as well as student counseling at Stellenbosch University for 11 years prior to moving to the Free State. She's a registered counseling psychologist and has obtained her master's degree in counseling psychology cum laude at Stellenbosch University in 2001. She has completed her doctoral degree in play therapy in 2004 at the University of South Africa. Dr. Dhan-Guthier has proven managerial experience in a higher education context for the past 17 years within the Division of Student Affairs, providing her with very extensive knowledge of student affairs matters. As she's fond of research and studying, she obtained an MPhil in higher education on cum laude during 2013, the focus being on social change within higher education. She has published nationally and internationally and has presented at several national and international conferences. Now, after reading that bio, Dr. Munita, I feel that I should refer to you as Dr. Munita cum laude Guthier, Dhan-Guthier. Hi, Dr. Munita. Welcome. And how are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
I'm glad. So we're going to start with two icebreaker questions, Sam. First one, do you have a go-to karaoke song and what is it?
You know, this might sound strange, but I love Sia's music. I just, absolutely. I love it. So anything that she sings, I just, you know, I will just start singing whether I can sing or not, but I love it.
Okay. No, that's fine. As long as you sing and you know it word for word, that's all that matters. Second question is, if you could have one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It would probably be a ham and cheese toasty.
Really?
Yeah. And with that, a strong black coffee.
I knew it. I knew a coffee had to be in there somewhere. All right. So we're going to get down right into our conversation. So Dr. Munita, before we unpack your job and what it entails really to be the Director of Student Counseling and Development, tell me about the best day in your career. When was it and what happened?
I think one of the best things in my career is always when I can assist a student to better their story. Mm-hmm. And when I think back, one of the incidents that stood out for me is usually when a student passes away, it's really quite difficult, especially if the student didn't complete his or her degree, to get that degree certificate to the parents, because there's a lot of red tape, you know, it's really quite a nightmare. And I had the privilege of working with a father and a mother who lost two of their children during the COVID pandemic. Both of them studying at that time at the university. And what we could do at the end is the one sister only had one module to complete to get her MBCHB degree. It took us 3 months of red tape, but you know, the best day in my career was when I could get that degree certificate and I could give it to that dad and I say, congratulations.
Yes. And I think what you just shared, Dr. Munita, is how from just hearing your reflection and that being your best day in your career is taking such a not so good and not so, delightful situation or experience and really also just finding the light in it. And I think, would you say that your profession and just being in the work that you do requires you to always have that perspective in life?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's perfectly summarized. Because unfortunately, in my line of work, people don't come to us and tell us that they're doing well.
Yes.
So it's very important that we need to reframe that in a way to know, to go on.
Exactly.
And to be able to come to work the next day.
Perfect. I love it. Now, let's start by reflecting on your background. Have you always been a top-achieving student? Growing up as a little girl, thinking about your interest and perhaps, how you were raised. And did you always know that psychology would be the career path you would pursue?
I always knew that I wanted to work with people. I was just not sure in which context. I love people. People energize me. And when I think of high school, I thought, maybe occupational therapy will be my thing. Mm-hmm. But then that phase also, went. Then I thought, maybe MBCHB focusing on pediatrics, but that also went.
Okay.
And then my mom said to me in grade 12, because I was clueless, I didn't have the faintest idea, I'm studying, but what for? And then my mom said to me, why don't you just try psychology? Just try it, it will give us scope. If you want to change, you can. And I tried it and I was hooked. I loved it.
Oh, that's great. Now, tell me then a bit about your journey as a student. So you start with your schooling career and then you get to university. You've decided now and, before even getting hooked on psychology or with psychology, did you always start at Stellenbosch University as we've read? And how was that experience as a student? Was it always just a straight or was it a winding road for you?
I grew up in a very small town in the Eastern Cape, Kirkwood, and that's where we farm with oranges. So I grew up on a farm, a bit of outside the town. So I was still privileged enough. It was still safe enough for me to actually drive with my bicycle to town for sport and back. So wonderful. But the high school and the primary school I was in was very small, which also has its, benefits. But when I got accepted at Stellenbosch University, I had to go to residence that was bigger than my high school. And that first week, I will never forget it. That first week, there's just people around me and everyone seemed to know what they are going for, what they're doing, why they're there. My clothes was different because I came from a Platteland, a rural school, a rural setting. We didn't wear that modern clothes that the people came with. So I felt, it was really not a good first weeks. But, at the end, I decided, you need to swim or you need to go back.
Exactly.
So I swam.
And you say I'm good. Come louder.
Doggy paddle.
Now, let's travel through time and dream a little. Let's say you didn't pursue psychology or just didn't get into the higher education space because you do also have your master's in higher education. So, and you weren't able then, let's say you weren't able to do anything close to those fields and the work that you do today. What else would you have liked to do?
We've got 7-year-old girl twins.
Okay.
And I've realized the importance of a pediatrician in your life. Mm. I think the pediatrician we have is the best person ever. And I think if I could not pursue psychology, then pediatrics would have been my second choice. I think those people can do magic. And they can just, assist with the journey of a child in a way that no one else can.
Definitely. And I think I at the back of my mind, I thought you would definitely respond with something that has to do with people. So also confirming again, your love and your passion for working and helping people. All right. Perfect. Now back to real life. A few months after you joined the UFS, I read somewhere that you said you'd like for the students, as they walk into the student counseling and development offices, to feel comfortable. And regardless of what they identify as, they should always feel that there's space for them there. So considering that goal and other goals you had set for yourself, especially when you joined the office, and from the day and that you started and taking into account the years of the managerial experience that you possess, what would you say makes you good at your job?
That's a tough question. I think when I reflect on the 2.5 years that I've been at the University of the Free State, I think we could really shift a lot of things at Student Counseling and Development, which I'm very proud of. I think the space now is not only much bigger than it was, we expanded vastly, We also made it a space that's warm, that's receiving, that makes you feel welcome. We even have coloring books on the table, you know, if students just want to sit and color, and, you know, there's always sweeties and the walls shout, you know, you see, you're welcome. And I think that that human element, bringing that into everything I do, I think makes a difference at the end, because we need to remember we're not working with a student number. We're working with a student's journey.
Yes.
And we're really trying to reframe their story. So I think the human element for me is what makes me maybe better in some of the things I do.
Oh, now that I heard about the coloring books, I think I'm going to be popping in the office.
Yes. I can give you coffee too.
Okay, definitely. It's a date. Now, Dr. Monita, if someone listening now would like to pursue a career in psychology or counseling, but just not limited to that, and also desires, you know, to have some sort of sustainability in the career, especially in the way that you have, and which I feel you've done really well, what is the best way you'd say would be, and what advice would you give them for them to best prepare themselves?
I think one of the things that one needs to keep in mind when you are considering psychology is the fact that you do, for example, a 3-year undergraduate, then it's your first stepping stone. You need to be selected for honors in psychology. Mm-hmm. So already there might be a bump in the road, because unfortunately everyone does not get selected. Then you do your honors, and from that, a university usually chooses about 6 to 8 students for a master's in whether it's counseling, clinical, or whatever. And I think if you really want to do psychology, these are the things you need to sort out for yourself beforehand. Because there might be a chance that you get selected for your master's when you are 45 years old. And you need to have a backup plan, because you probably would like to get married. You maybe have, you know, someone significant in your life. You maybe want to have children. So there needs to be some kind of income. So I think to really go and unpack, okay, great, you work, you want to work in psychology, you want to work with people, but is psychology the only thing that can get you there?
Yes.
So we can also look at things like, you know, a registered counselor, a social worker, because they do amazing stuff.
Yes.
They do amazing stuff. Occupational therapy. They also, they can do magic. So I think, especially if you're thinking of psychology, please just have 1 or 2 backups. So that we just keep in check with reality.
Yes, definitely. So always have a backup
plan. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
All right. Now, I always say, and we know that no job is just good. And I guess in psychology, one would always say that some days you don't really see the glass half full. So what would you say would be the hard or the mundane part of your job, which is being the director at Student Counseling and Development?
I think probably one of the challenges of being the director is that as I am the person that needs to, at the end, report on everything that goes on, I need to make sure that we function optimally.
Yes.
So, you know, being the director can sometimes be quite alone, because I cannot be friends with any of the staff, because otherwise it gets blurry. And then I'm not fair to everyone. So sometimes I think the biggest challenge for me is that there needs to be a decision made and there's no one I can ask. So then I'm like, oh my word. But, you know, then you need to breathe, take that coffee. You can hear coffee is very important in my life.
Definitely.
And then we step forward.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Now, before we wrap up this section of the questions, now that I also have this opportunity to sit with an expert, I want to know, because I also work with students, and my thought is that, or my perspective really, is that students exist in this echo chamber, you know, environment, and with such easy access to information on mental health and mental illnesses, and that oversight that comes to consulting with specialists and also empowering ourselves with the right and with the accurate information. There's just so much. So I want to know from you, what is the one thing that you can share with us about, you know, the field of psychology or just mental illness that someone in outside the field would just never know?
I think at the moment, when we think of mental health, we think of psychology, then unfortunately a lot of us still think, you know, it's a no-go zone.
Yes.
It's something we don't think about. It's something we don't talk about. And it's just going to go away if I ignore it.
Exactly.
And I think if that is the one thing from today, if we can just get a bit of more awareness in each individual to just give that part of your life a bit more attention, then we've achieved everything we've hoped for.
Beautiful. Now, Dr. Manita, we've reached what I always say is my second favorite part of the conversation. And I'm going to ask you 5 questions. So very, you know, don't think too hard, very quick, rapid responses.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that comes to your mind, you just say. So rapid fire questions, that is. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. This one I already know, it's fine. Coffee or tea?
Always coffee.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Okay, and it's getting warm.
Yes, I can't wait.
Finish this one for me. Every morning I
get up to get the twins ready for school.
Last one. A wise therapist once said
that you always need to take care of yourself as well.
Definitely. Dr. Manita, we've come to the end of our conversation. I don't know if you have any last words for our students, our listeners, anyone, before you wrap up the conversation.
Thank you so much for this wonderful interaction. And just to anyone that might be listening, just please give yourself some credit today for what you've achieved in life so far.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for your time and for just being willing and opening up your and sharing your journey and your experience. I know it'll be a very valuable conversation to at least one person.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.